Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
Welcome to another Andy and Amanda show.
Yes, what is Tip Amanda, the Andy and Amanda show?
We are live. Hell yeah.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, sis. I'm finally made it to the show again. Wow, man. It's been some spectacular on this show, man. It's amazing.
So good. So good to have you back, bro. We miss you when you're not here. You know that, right?
Be back. It's really good
to be
back.
You know we got nothing but love for you.
You know, I got love for you, baby. I got
mad love for you. Mad love.
Yes.
I'm talking about mad love.
Yes.
We got mad love for our listeners. Welcome.
You?
Oh,
yes.
I just...
What's going on with you?
I'm okay. I'm just coping with the craziness of the UK, my darling. Like, pardon the expression, darling. But everything's going tits up. It really is. You know?
Yes.
Oh, man. We got the whole energy crisis thing. That's just literally like a bitter taste in everyone's mouth right now. Oh, yeah. My darling, it's getting crazy. Like, the prices, they estimate, right, the prices for our energy bills to hit about $4,200 a year, right? And it's going to be about August 26th that the price cap is due to jump. But the energy companies are saying, oh, no, well, we're going to charge you before that date so that we can cover you when it gets to the winter so that you're topped up a little bit. But the issue is, love, that a lot of households are already in debt. So we're already owing money on energy where the prices keep hiking up. So this is going to, strain people even more, Bob. It really is, and it's just...
That's insane, man. So basically, if you use your air conditioner, it's going to be like $1 million, huh?
Yeah, if we had air conditioning, definitely.
Yeah, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Well, over here, over here in the East Coast, and, you know, it's been kind of hot, man. It's like the index been like 107, man. It's like I want to ride my bike, but hell no, I'm up there to ride nobody bike.
Oh, my God. You'd be coming back like crispy chicken after you've been out on a bike, love. You can't go doing that.
Yes.
No, you're doing the right thing.
Right? You know how much I love chicken, too. I might start eating myself.
No,
guys.
Exactly.
So tell me about, right? I heard that we have Kevin Michaels coming on the show.
Yeah. I actually messaged him the other day to see how the dude was doing. And he sent me a message, I think it was yesterday, saying, oh, I'm going to be on the show today. I'm like, oh, that is so cool. I was like,
wow. Where are you? Where are you, Kevin? Where are you?
I know, dude. We're waiting here for you. And Andy to return to us as well, because he's currently in his I nearly said Lexus. It's like, no, Tesla.
It's a Tesla.
Tesla.
You got to be like, yo, let me get my rose wine and say Tesla.
Oh, I like the way you say that. So smooth, bro. So smooth.
Oh, but cool, madame.
Yeah, you got that cool vibe going. No, let's get our listeners in that cool
vibe. We all got the vibe on the Andy and Amanda show, man. Our numbers are going up. Skyrocketing.
Yeah.
We have 23 countries listening to us. Remember when we just only had a person listening to us? Now we have 23 countries listening to us.
I know, right? We've come such a long way, like bouncing on our asses as we've gone along, kind of like, you know, jumping from show to show, just enjoying ourselves, being the crazy energy that we are. And it's like the fact that people have been joining us more and more and just listening to us and appreciating it, that means something so much to us. Like, we could appreciate you guys more. I mean, you must be as crazy as we are. So we're vibing with you.
And I guess, man, they've been elite, special guests. You know what I mean? We had executives, producers, movie, actress, actors, name it all.
And I want to say this because you always already know this, but for our listeners, that I think the highlight for me, and this is the reason it's a highlight for me, is when I came on and did the show, I got to speak to one of my favorite actors from one of my favorite movies, and I only watched the movie like several days before I got invited to be the co-host, and it was Romany Malco, and one of my favorite movies was 40-Year-Old Virgin, because that movie just cracks me up. It's hilarious.
Yep.
And
who's a virgin? I just got on here. Who's a virgin?
Oh, who's that?
Oh, hello, my darling.
Me too.
I saw somebody say something about a virgin. That's all I caught. Something about a virgin.
Yeah, you zoned in on that one.
Yeah, I knew he was going to pop up all of a sudden.
Yeah, right? Of all the key words.
Yeah, but go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead about that movie. Yeah, when you first came on the show, you're talking about the, yes.
Yeah. I was just saying that the highlight for being on the show was when we look back to how far we've come, was speaking to Romany Malco, which is one of my favorite actors from one of my favorite movies.
Oh, yeah.
So I was just like, that literally,
that was
I said,
a while back.
Blew my mind, and I spoke to Cornell after. I was like, I can't believe this. In fact, it was before the show, and I knew he was coming on. I was like, you're kidding me. You're shitting me. He said, no, seriously, he's coming on the show. I'm like, oh, you have no idea what this means to me. And he's just like, he was laughing. He's like, you know, this is great. I was just, yeah, big fangirl.
We should bring him back on. Let's get him back on the show. Let's bring him back.
I would love to get him back.
Absolutely.
Definitely.
Yeah, let's do it. I'm sure he'll join us again. Yeah, I'm sure he will.
Yeah. How you doing,
absolutely,
dude? We missed you.
Oh, yeah. I'm all good here, you know. Yeah. It's a Friday. It is Friday. No, it's not. What day is it?
No, my darling.
Friday.
You know what? I think about that. We've all got
right?
that right now.
Being bad.
No.
Being
bad.
It feels like a Friday. I don't know why it does feel like a Friday, but it is Wednesday. This is,
right?
Of course, the Andy Demander Show. We are connecting UK with USA and California, Delaware, and Richardshire, Sheshire. What town do you live in there? Where are you broadcasting from? Something Shire. What is it?
Gloucestershire.
I knew it was something like that.
Yes.
Gloucestershire, yeah. And we had somebody else from your neck of the woods there on our show back then, another actor from the 60s who was in a very, very, very popular film called Oliver, and the guy who played Oliver when he was 8 years old, Mark Lester, has been on the show, and we've been in touch with him. We've got to bring him back on as well. But
it's
been a fun ride. Yeah, it's been such a fun ride. With a lot of great people. We have some great guests coming up, too, in the weeks ahead. We've got Representative Demi Raskin. We've got former CNN host of Primetime doing his own podcast soon. A guy named Chris Cuomo, who a lot of you might know, is the brother of Andrew Cuomo, the governor, and the son of the governor, as well as the governor of New York. Chris Cuomo is coming on. And we're reaching out to... reaching out to some mothers. We have a lot of fun. I was going to say we tried to get Matt Gaetz on the show, but he will not join the show. No, from representative from Florida, of course, because he's invited to join the show. Any congressional or representative is welcome on the show anytime. Any senator, politician, somebody running for office. We'd love to have you on the show and express your thoughts, opinions, what you think the issues facing our country are and your local region are right now, and what we might be able to do as a population to remedy those issues. Love to have that conversation here on the show. To join our conversation, all you need to do is pick up your phone and dial 515-605-9888, and we are here to take your calls. The Andy Demander Show, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And we have 450 some odd episodes under our belt now, over 2 years in the running, 23 odd some odd countries around the world, gaining listeners, like 100 new listeners around the world every day. It's really starting to work, and we know we have listeners here. And if you're not listening live, and our stats show, we're on Block Talk Radio. That's the platform that we use to do our live show. And they provide us our phone numbers and so forth. But we realize that a whole lot of people don't turn into internet streaming radio to listen to talk shows. We know that. That's the reality of the world. Wish it were different. We do have people calling in. We know we have listeners. But our largest audience are people who listen to the show via podcast after it's done, produced. You know, you can't call in and listen to it as a podcast, although we do produce as a radio show. And that audience is growing significantly. So if you're downloading the show, streaming it on Alexa, Chrome, Spotify, iHeartRadio, iTunes, wherever it might be, whatever platform, we appreciate you tuning in. And let us know what you would like to hear on the show. You know, we have a lot of fun on the show. We produce some comical audio clips. We make light of a lot of things. We also talk seriously about a lot of things. But if there's something you feel we're missing out on, or we expressed opinion that you don't agree with, feel free to let us know that, and we'll have you on the show and talk about it. It's andyandamandyashow@gmail.com. All right, and we have social media. Yeah. You know, we have
the bluebird.
Social media. We're on Facebook.
Yeah.
Facebook.
Right.
Note.
We're on Instagram.
Yeah.
Check this out here.
We're on TikTok.
I think.
Yeah.
What am I missing here? We're on all those.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. We're on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
YouTube. We have YouTube. We're YouTube.
Yeah.
We don't video our broadcast because we do it naked, and so we
I gotta admit the thought I crossed my mind right now, boys, because seriously it's up to 95 today in the UK, so I am sat in this stuffy room
we'll stand by, go ahead.
It's a good job. There's not a camera on me, is it, right?
She's shocked that I picked her.
Oh,
yes, actually, I am. Hey,
guys. You're about the other guest that's coming on the show.
Ooh.
Hmm?
Dracula. Dracula.
What?
He emailed. Dracula is going to come on the show.
Whoa.
Yeah, we're going to have Dracula. He's coming way from Pennsylvania just to be on our show.
That excites me. I'm excited now.
I want to fuck your lot.
Good.
They have destroyed my servant.
Okay. Oh,
we get yes.
Well,
if he starts making threats like that on the show, I'm happy. Wow, Dracula, that'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
I wonder how he'd speak though with those fangs and everything, like,
yeah.
You know.
He wanna bite him.
Yeah. Thank you for having me here on the show.
I don't remember what I was going to say. Do you know the Muffin Man? Do you remember that? Oh, my God. Do you know the Muffin Man? The Muffin Man?
Are we
clear?
Yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah.
I think so now.
Yes,
we got it.
Are.
I think we got it. Yeah. I think we got it.
Definitely.
I'm sorry.
Well, you know, folks.
Special when you spend it with people you love.
Oh, thank you.
No.
It is.
So much.
Thank you so much. Yeah, no. Yeah. So it's right now it's 18 after 11 in the UK, and it's 3:18 here on the West Coast. It's 6:18 on the East Coast. If you're listening, please pick up your phone and join us. And we know some people have done this. They call into the show because of a bad internet connection or streaming it. And sometimes we've done this before. We pick up the lines and, you know, we have a screening system here. The lines are picked up and people say, hey, I just want to hear the show on the phone. You know, they don't need to say anything. And if you want to do that, just let us know. Again, the number is 515-605-9888. And, you know, it's a beautiful day. Always
it's
here
a beautiful
on the
morning.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love that song. Gets me in those
goodbyes.
I feel lovely inside. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And our number again.
Don't be.
330. We choose truth over fact.
We do. That's our show's about. Truth over facts.
Yes.
But
you gotta say facts, like Cornell just said it. Yeah. Truth
yes.
Over.
Yeah. So what's going on, Andy?
You know. How who?
How you been, Andy?
Who?
How's everything?
Oh, everything's doing great. I'm getting ready to head to the East Coast tonight.
Ooh.
I'm heading to the East Coast tonight. Yeah. Yeah. Because I was promised. I was promised.
To have good sex for the rest of their life.
Oh my.
So I'm headed out to see what I can make happen. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
The sauce part.
Thank you.
You know,
so yeah, Dracula's coming on our show. Yes, I do.
It'd be hilarious if they had a band playing that actual music when you walked into the airport after getting off the flight.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Like, where did
you come from? Oh, I got something to tell you. I heard that there's a new Elvis movie out with Tom Hanks playing up. No, he doesn't play.
What?
Wait, Tom Hanks doesn't play Elvis, does he?
No.
I forget who plays. Let me ask our screeners here. Who plays Elvis? Anybody know? Austin the Butler plays him.
Austin the Butler.
Austin.
My cousin.
I thought they said Austin the Butler. It's Austin Butler.
80% of Americans believe Elvis is still alive.
Probably true.
Like I said, I'd be so intrigued to find out what the numbers are that still, because I remember covering this back in the day. Back in the day, I used to work for a magazine, and I used to do like the layout and design for the magazine, but I also used to write articles sometimes and interviewed a few people, and we covered the whole Elvis story, and we were allowed like pictures from the representatives, blah, 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 to put in the magazine. Anyway, we covered about the percentage of people who still thought of the conspiracy that, you know, he was still alive and blah, 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 blah. It's very interesting. So, yeah, I would be intrigued. I think I keep saying that. I'm going to look it up, but I think I should and mention it.
Do you want to hear my Elvis impersonation? I've been known for it.
Please.
Do you ever want to hear it?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Shut up and drink your shit.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm sitting here with Elvis right now, smoking a cigarette.
I'm playing a safe of water.
You hear Elvis? Hey, how you doing? We going to this race? We going to win this race? Oh, yeah, we are.
Pretty good.
I hear that movie is really good, the Elvis movie. I've heard a lot of good things said about it.
I heard it was good. Yeah, I want to go see it.
Please don't go. You can't leave me, please. I'll never forgive you.
I wanted to go see it. I guess I won't now. I love that. Yeah, if you talk to me that way, I'll do what you say.
Wow, what craziness is going on there, darling?
The heat.
Well, there's a bunch of stuff we could touch on here. And First of all, let's go over the raid of Trump's residence at West Palm Beach in Mar-a-Lago. You know what they're doing now? You ready for this?
Okay.
This is the latest.
Please.
Okay. This is now. Remember, Trump has a way of making up lies, disseminating those lies. You know, propagating, promoting them, getting them out there, talking about them, and people believe those lies. Now he's saying that one of the things they're doing, one thing they did at Mar-a-Lago. Is the FBI? Oh, also, he said he declared that the FBI agents who were at his house were all crooked, right? They're all bad cops.
Oh.
They're all crooked cops,
right,
and
okay.
that they play any evidence, any paperwork, anything that they found planted by the FBI.
Oh,
they planted
God.
It,
oh,
and this
cool.
is a witch hunt,
okay. right?
And people, now you're going to hear it repeated. His disciples are going to repeat this. As the truth. So he's using this whole thing, which, you know, he unlawfully, I mean, it's already known, this is not news, he unlawfully removed government documents, our documents, the people's documents. It's forbidden to remove communications no matter if it's on a sticky note, if it's on a scratch pad, if it's typed on a computer, that when you're employed as the president, vice president of the United States, when you take notes, when you write things down, that communication becomes the property of the people of the United States of America. And it is illegal to remove it from the White House. Now, during the years, have presidents, vice presidents, blah, 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 you know, scribbled things down, put it in a pocket, taken it home, needed to take some things home to review, maybe over a beer or a cup of coffee, whatever it might be. Sure.
Yeah.
Has it really been enforced? Not really. You know, I mean, okay, I brought this thing home. Am I supposed to? Okay. And also, of course, the president has the ability to declassify anything that they want to. The president has that ability to do that. But here's the weird thing. That Nixon, actually not Nixon, what was his name? Trump. So Trump.
Mandela.
Oh no, Trump was starting to declassify things with the day of his leaving office. And then he didn't just take scribbling notes or something in his pocket or something he may have inadvertently had in his briefcase. That's no big deal. I mean, it's happened before. This guy takes cartons. This guy takes milk crates of documents to his private residence in Florida.
Yeah.
Cartons of paperwork. Cartons. We're not talking about something that, you know, will let him slide on something. You know, it can happen to anybody. Big deal, right? No big deal. But we're talking about, right, and we're also talking about communications that he may have and probably had with different folks regarding the January 6th insurrection, the invasion of our capital by his disciples.
Yeah.
And there's all sorts of text messages missing. This whole thing stinks. The entire action that was led by him, he invited everybody on January 6th to come to Washington. It's going to be wild. That's what he said. Come down to Washington. We're going to march on the Capitol. He wanted to go with them. I'm going to go with you. We're marching down the Capitol. He wanted Mike Pence to disrupt the certification of electoral votes. We all know what happened. We all know it was real that he did this. There's no mistaking when you have his top aides, his attorneys, his advisors, his legal advisors, his Secretary of State, his Attorney General, the whole nine, the people's Attorney General, telling him, Mr. Trump, Mr. President, you lost the election. There's no basis for your claims. It doesn't exist. You're wrong. You lost the election. Be prepared to move. And he said, I'm not listening to anybody. To this day, to the last weekend, CPAC, he made a speech. They stole this election. He knows they didn't steal. He knows that's not true. You know, he's delusional. This is a sick man. This is a guy who's not mentally well. You know, I've seen, and we all probably have at one time or another seen or talked with people who are incredibly self-righteous and self-indulgent and self-centered and narcissistic. You know, I mean, and there's different degrees of that. Trump is the highest degree I think anybody has ever seen. You know, it's just unbelievable. And and again, I want to be very clear. This isn't a bash Trump show. And it never has been. The only thing we do, the only thing we can do, is talk about what's real, what's in front of our eyes, what we see, what we witness, what's going on in the real world, not things that people say and we're going to make it up and continue some kind of lie and conspiracy and promote some kind of thought that has no basis. Why would we do? Why would we be doing the show?
Oh,
if that's what we were going to do.
Wrong
let the people at Fox do that. They do that. The Tucker Carlson, the Sean Hannitys, you know, the Ernest Borgnine, not Ernest Borgnine. Who am I thinking of? Gorda. Virgin Gorda? That's the name of what? Debbie Dibbles. No.
Okay. Nope.
Who's John Gorka? No, he's a singer.
Debbie
John Gorka. Who am I thinking of? Virgin Gorka. No. who am I thinking of? Some guy who goes on the radio. Who claims that he's a PhD, who got his a doctorate degree from some private third uncredited university in Hungary somewhere, who goes named Dr. Gorka. He's got a radio show, a conservative talk show. He's in a world unto his own. But people like that, I guess some of our listeners know who I mean more than I do, because I don't listen to that bullshit. But you know, I know who the people are behind it because, you know, we're also on the air, on the radio. So I know who else is out there and what they're talking about. Believe me, we do. And
yeah.
you know, it's just not, it, and half of what they say, you know, they'll take things out of context, they'll take things that aren't, you know, it might be true but not accurate, or accurate but not true. Well, you know, think, and they'll take, and then they go ahead and make things up, and, you know, if anything good happens in the economy, anything good happens regarding overseas on our position and worldwide, around the world, anything good that happens regarding the job reports, anything good that happens regarding the economy, anything good that happens regarding lowering gas prices, anything good regarding the 528,000 jobs that are happening almost every single month in this country, they find a way to say it's not that good. Somehow they'll take the slant on this thing and poo-poo Joe Biden, worst president you've ever had. When there's no indicators, there's no science, there's no numbers, no nothing that justifies what they say to be the truth. The only thing we can look at are the actual numbers, which is what we put on our websites, which is what we put on Facebook, which is what we debate people about, the truth. And that's all we can do on this show. What else are we going to do? We can sing,
I guess. It fascinates me to actually think how strong two sides can be. You know, you got the Trump supporters and you got the Biden supporters, and all the Trump supporters are seeing one way, all the Biden supporters are seeing another. And you do have those individuals that see both that are in the middle, granted. But I just find it fascinating when I actually look at these two sets of people and I think, okay, what brought you to your choices, your decisions, your ideas about this person? What have you watched? What have you studied? You know, it's fascinating to see what's being fed to each collective people.
Yeah. you know Trump had a deposition today regarding the finances, money laundering accusations by the Attorney General, right? Tax evasion, and it goes on. List is pretty deep, folks. It's very, very deep and very involved. I'm not going to get into that. However, I will get into just briefly his amazing response today in the depositions that he provided the Attorney General. And this is what he said. Some great stuff, actually. It was very enlightening. Quote, under the advice of my counsel, and for all of the above reasons, I decline to answer the questions under the rights and privileges afforded to every citizen under the United States Constitution. In other words, I'm not telling you a damn thing.
Yeah, I heard. Yeah.
And you know something? Here's, you know, any lawyer will tell you this. Anybody who's conducted depositions, right? If somebody will not answer your questions and they have nothing to hide, they're truthful, honest, and I didn't do anything wrong, and here's what happened. And whether they inadvertently may have done something wrong and not knowing it was wrong, that's a whole other, you know, that happens too, right? But somebody who says, you know, I've got nothing to hide, right? They answer the questions. They say, here, look, I'm under oath. I'm telling you the truth under oath, and here it is. Of course, you can't count on Donald Trump to tell you the truth about anything. But anyway, when somebody takes the fifth and doesn't answer any questions, more than likely, there's a reason why. They're just not, I'm doing anything wrong, and I'm, you know, no. This guy is as crooked. This guy's like a mafia leader. This guy's like a John Gowdy. You know, he's worse. I don't know.
He's certainly an interesting individual, I got to admit. I mean, it's got to the point now where I'm actually getting a little entertained by this because, I mean, it sounds awful, I know, but he's such a character, and he's just his refusal to do things. It's just, it's like something out of a movie, you know? He's just unique.
He said he's got this social media network that he's trying to get people to pay to join. And I think he's only a member right now, maybe him and a few others. Yeah, I think it's just him right now because no one else will pay to join. No, there's a few people that join this thing, but it's not going as well as he hoped it would. So right now I think that he's about the only person with any notoriety, whether it be good or bad notoriety, the only person who's on it that means anything. Trump said in a post on his Truth Social, that's his network, earlier Wednesday morning, that he would be seeing James for a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in the U.S. history. He says, my great company and myself are being attacked from all sides. Banana Republic.
Right.
Again, I'm being attacked. This is a witch hunt. This is a political move. Democrat hoax. This is they're out to get me. They're out to make sure I don't run for president again. And again, his followers, which have gotten much, much smaller since the 2020 election because everything has come out about this guy, that people are starting to actually believe and say, hey, maybe this guy isn't the best thing for our party. Maybe there is some truth behind all this, and maybe I'm giving people the credit they deserve in waking up and seeing the light. Many people still have not done that. But Trump thinks that this whole thing is a move to prevent him from running for office. And but it's not. He is accused. Well, he hasn't been indicted yet. But this is an investigation because the thinking is that this guy violated many laws of our great country. And if he did, he doesn't get a pass.
Right.
He gets indicted. He gets indicted and has a trial amongst his peers like anybody else who's committed a crime in this country. He's no different than anybody else, ladies and gentlemen. No different.
Yeah.
And if he committed a crime, then he needs to do the time or he needs to get a fair trial. If he's declared innocent, then so be it. But this is not a witch hunt. This is not politically motivated, folks. If it were you or I, do you think you think? Well, not you, Amanda. You're over there, luckily. But, but Cornell, if it were you or I, if it were you or I, Cornell, and we were, you know, you got a letter from the IRS. You know, we think you filed your taxes wrong and you're hiding money and they you didn't respond and they sent you more letters and finally called you and had you at deposition and wanted to audit your books and all this and found that you are hiding and embezzling maybe and laundering tons of money and you're evading paying U.S. taxes. The way you've been doing your books is unscrupulous. It's criminal. And we're going to indict you. And if we find you guilty, you're going to go to prison. You and I would have already been in prison. Amanda would have been bringing us cookies on Sunday.
Don't forget tasty cakes.
Oh, tasty cakes. Amanda would have been bringing us tasty cakes.
Yes.
I wouldn't want, though. We would have been in jail, though.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Mr.
Trump.
Yeah.
You certainly entertained us all.
Yeah, it seems like Bane off of Batman.
Yes, it's almost laughable. That we,
this
yeah,
ain't
we,
reality
almost,
TV.
Exactly, like I'm saying, it's got to that point for me now, and I think it's because he's been like all over the media for so long now, with what seems like crazy accusations and. All these statements about all sorts of things from COVID to, government screwing him over with the elections and stuff, and the list goes on. And I've got to the point where I'm just so entertained by this guy now. I mean, I'm also a humanitarian. I feel for people and their predicaments that they get themselves into, because let's face it, this is on him from his actions.
Mm-hmm.
So I have empathy for him, sure. But I do believe in justice too. So... if he, whatever he's done, then he should be made to pay for those actions, especially when it's caused as much dramatic outcomes as it has over the past couple of years. So, what will be. I'm not on any witch hunt myself. The boys know how I feel about the situation. You guys know how I feel about the situation. You're always listening to the show, aren't you, my darlings? But,
everybody,
so,
you always listen to the show. Now, I've got a question. You might not – I don't know anybody who's going to want to answer this question. I really don't. I don't know anybody. All right, all right, here you go then.
Ever rub another man's rhubarb?
My mind.
Oh, maybe at a farmer's market.
Yes.
I think we've asked this
question
before.
How old were you when you first lost your virginity?
Again?
Let me think here. Around 16, I think. 16? I think 16. I'm trying to think. Give me a second. I'm thinking back. 16. Or was it 17? I'll go. All right. Ready? I want to go with 17. I'll go with 17. Thank you.
A trillion,
yeah,
600
go,
billion
yeah.
worth. A trillion, 400 billion worth. Out of a billion, 400 million, excuse me, a trillion, 400 billion dollars.
What?
What's he talking about? don't know.
Oh, is that what they're going to be paying us? Wonderful. Thank you so much.
I think so. That's what you get for selecting the right answer. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Amanda.
Yes, darling.
Just mm-hmm. just bring back memories.
Oh, yes. God, I want a margarita.
I have a margarita like taste that I can't get rid of. Like I have to have a margarita after the show. I'm gonna find a way.
Yeah.
I think, and you know who makes great margaritas? You know who makes
the
great
Chinese?
Margaritas? No, I don't think so. Maybe they do.
Possibly.
I don't know. But do you ever go to Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville restaurants? I don't know if you have them over there in UK. Cornell, have you?
I'm not sure. I'm not aware that we have them here. I could be wrong. Maybe in like bigger cities they might have the odd one. I don't know.
Margaritaville. I don't know if they've ever made it over there. Hey, Cornell, are you there?
Hmm. Yeah, I'm still here.
Did you ever have a margarita from Margaritaville?
In Maryland. Maryland, when my wife stayed in Maryland. Yes.
Yeah, they're good. They're good, aren't they? I mean, they're really good margaritas. Yeah.
Yes, they have all types of margaritas, chocolate, all that stuff. Yeah.
Oh, my. Chocolate.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's an interesting one. Do you like having the salt around the rim of the glass?
Of course.
You do? I can't deal with that. Hmm. I can't. I think it's because of the bad experience I had when I was younger of swallowing a load of salt water, and oh, my God, it was awful. Now I can't have anything like liquid that has any salt near it. Just forget it.
you know what's so crazy,
you know,
I can't even drink pina colada like that because I had a bad experience drinking too much of it. I would just kept, oh my gosh, throwing up and throwing up and throwing up.
Oh,
so I can't.
Right. Isn't it amazing how that sticks with you? Imprints that you get that physical reaction just thinking about it. It's just like, I can't do that. Crazy.
Yeah.
Andy, have you ever had a bad experience with a drink or food?
I've had bad, when I was a kid, I had a bad cold. I don't know if you've experienced this, but when I get bad colds, I lose my taste completely. I can't taste a damn thing.
Yeah, same.
And I remember being at the table one time, breakfast table with my mom, and I was saying, oh, and I can't eat anything. I said, I was very young. I don't know if I was double digits, probably. Maybe I was like 10 or 9, 11. But, and we were at the table, I was saying, oh, this sucks. You know, I can't, bad cold. I couldn't taste anything. And I told my mom, I was almost joking. I said, you know, I think I couldn't taste it. A teaspoon of salt right now. My mom said, you want to bet? And I go, yeah.
Oh,
after
no.
She poured a teaspoon of salt. To her little boy.
Wow.
I here. And I did. Oh, my God. I tasted it. I'll never forget that. She gave me I said, I don't think I don't think it tastes salt right now. She says, you want to bet? I said, yeah, I don't think I would. So she poured a whole teaspoon of salt here. That's my mom. Funny.
Oh, that is hilarious.
Hey,
I guess that taught you not to say, yeah, sure, go on then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? I was going to say something here. We're talking about a couple items in the news. Some other things that are going on that deserve mention anyway, some other things in the news. And that is there was an attempt by the Iranian guard, by Iran, to take out former Secretary of State John Bolton.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was going to reply to that, but what the hell, let's move on to something else.
We could, yeah, but that's just one thing that we need to talk. And what happened was the Justice Department found out about this, and they actually charged a member of Iran's Revolutionary Guard for plotting to kill John Bolton, who was, by the way, the Secretary of Security. You know, he was the Security Advisor. He was Trump's Security Advisor. I forget what I said, but anyway. This guy was unsealed in federal court in Washington, and a guy by the name of good luck pronouncing this one, Shalom Polasi Kapasi. Let's try it again. Shesharam Porsafi. That sounds more like it. is not only custody, he remains abroad. If captured and convicted, he would face up to 10 years in prison. But he won't, you know, he won't come back. But, yeah, they found out the Justice Department unleashed, and that's another thing, you know, oh, Biden, this country's falling apart, foreign policy, they took out the head of Al-Qaeda. It was Obama who took out Osama bin Laden. They got this thing done. Every day, Biden's administration, the various departments of the United States government that are working under President Biden are just making breakthroughs in furthering the betterment of our country, of our safety, of security, our economy, our environment, salaries. And soon, if all things go our way in November, Roe v. Wade will become law, won't be able to be challenged by the Supreme Court. As you know, a lot of you know this, of course we all know this right now, that Supreme Court pretty much took women's rights away as far as what they're able to do with their own bodies and their own reproductive choices and family planning and so forth. That now became a government matter, not no longer a matter of women, which made me furious and many other people furious and even a lot of Republicans furious, because 69% of the American population is not pro-abortion. Okay, hear me, not pro-abortion, they're pro-choice.
Right.
No, you know, pro-abortion, whatever, you know. But pro-choice, it's up to the woman. You don't like it, you know, start talking about, as we've had dedicated shows, start talking about, you know, birth control, family planning. Let's not have any kid be an unwanted kid. Well, sometimes people get married and have kids, and it happened, you know, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, no, oh, my God, I'm pregnant. What do I do? I'm 15, 16, I'm 10 years old, I'm 12, I'm 14. Oh, my God, I'm 20, I can't support, you know, what am I going to do? This was a mistake, I should have done that, blah, blah, blah. And there's avenues to so it doesn't. You know, and again, you know, I'm not pro-abortion. I'm not anti-abortion. I'm pro-choice, and you know, I'm favoring a woman's ability to have an abortion within the first, you know, 6-8 weeks, whatever it might be, when these cells or zygotes, when you can fit them on top of that pinhead before any kind of life really begins. You know, I'm okay with that. I can't even think about further than that. You know, 20, 25 weeks. I'm not pro that. But if somebody does it, who am I to say? You know. I'm not supportive of late-term abortions or whatsoever. I can't even fathom that idea. You know, you've got this viable kid living in your abdomen, and you want to terminate that pregnancy. I can't, unless it's a matter of life or death for either one. I understand that, but I can't see how people can go months and months of being pregnant, then suddenly deciding they don't want to be pregnant, and you have a baby that can be viable outside the uterus at that point. I'm not anti that, but well, yes, I am. Am I anti that? I guess I am. Yeah, I don't like the idea. Okay. Let's put it that way. But I'm not anti the woman making that decision. It's not my business, is what I'm saying, and it's certainly not the government's business. Might be my business, might be mine, but not the government's, because Andy rules. We got to remember that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes.
I gotcha.
No.
I gotcha.
Yes.
Wow.
Anyway.
Yes.
Anyway. I forget what I was going to say. Remember I was going to say something a while ago. I just remember what it was. Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I don't remember.
Kevin was meant to call in today, but he's not come, bless him. I can only assume everything's all right.
Hey, you know what? When does school start for schools over in the UK, Amanda? When does school start there? In this month?
Oh, yeah, I think people, well, I know everybody in the US is starting to go back, aren't they? But no, everybody here is on their summer holidays right now, so they won't go back until September, early September.
Oh, wow.
It's usually about the first week of September.
Yeah. Yeah, same. It used to be that way here, and more states and cities are having kids go back to school in August. I know here in California they go back the 16th or 17th of August, like middle of summer. I'm like, God, when I was a kid in school, it was after Labor Day, you know, it was after first, second week in September, you know.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
Mm. Well, they go September, I guess.
Yeah.
you know something else, Amanda, over in your neck of the woods?
Yeah.
Just looking through my notes here. The European Union, their import, can't read my writing. The European Union's import on, or their ban on Russian coal goes into effect today.
Oh,
this is from
really?
The BBC. They already imposed several rounds of sanctions aimed at punishing Valdemar, what's his face there? Putin.
Yeah, saying that
and his girlfriend.
In billions from the energy that's really going to hit Russia hard with what they're going to do. I mean, I said at the very beginning of the show, darling, before you came on, we're struggling with our energy situation here in the UK. People are going to be paying up to like $4,200 a year. We've had various like information given out for everybody on how to save money with the energy. There's people already owing in debt on energy at the moment. Mm-hmm. So, you know, families, literally, I promise you, families here are stressing big time. You know, my mother's been stressing about what's going to happen because the rise is going to happen in August. I think it's August 26th that the new cap comes into play. And they tried to make the cap as low as possible without reaching too high. And if customers didn't change to another energy company before the cap came in, you would be transferred onto this new lower cap. However, if you already made the change before the cap came in, then the chances are you'd be paying higher energy bills already. So, but these energy companies are like, well, this is what we're going to do. So we're going to charge you a higher rate before the cap comes in, just to cover you for the winter, so that you've got a bit of, you know, credit there. But they are saying
that's going to hurt. That's going to hurt.
It's hurting, yeah. And they're saying that you can contact us if you want any of that money that you've paid for that credit back. Obviously, that's going to cripple you a little more when you actually come to paying your energy bills. It's like they've got you over a barrel either way. And people here are signing a petition and planning to stop paying their energy bills. They said if they get to 1 million people, that's when it's going to come into play. So we shall see if people actually do this and follow through and actually cut their direct debits and stop paying the energy companies, because they want them to see how ridiculous this is, how people can't afford this. Of course, the energy companies are coming back with saying, well, you do know what's going to happen if you stop paying your energy. One, we'll cut you off. But before we cut you off, here's what we're going to do. We're going to install a meter into your home that you have to top up by credit. So if you want any kind of energy, you've got to like put it on this meter to carry on.
Jeez, you know, that is like that. Why?
It's disgusting. Exactly, Andy. Why? They've got us over a barrel. So
aren't there people standing up and saying, "Hey, I mean, is there a movement there? I mean, is there anything? Are people there powerless? They can't do anything?"
Yeah, there's a movement happening. They call themselves the Don't Pay Group. Like I said, once they get to a million people, then they're going to push forward to get these people to stop, to cut the direct debits, stop paying these energy companies. But then they'll be presented with the two options. Now, the Don't Pay Group have actually been consulting lawyers and all sorts to see where they stand with this. So I think this could be a really serious thing that's going to happen in the next few months. So I shall be paying close attention to that and sharing on the show. They're saying how to save money on your energy bill. So turn your thermostat down 1 degree, take a 4-minute shower and swap one bath a week for a shower, switch off lights when leaving a room, and do one less wash of your clothes or using a dishwasher. So, and they've given a recommendation that will save you about £174. It's getting pretty serious, darling, and like I said, everybody's stressing, including family members, and we're all feeling the cripple over here at the moment. So let's just hope somewhere along the line it improves. And with this new battle with the two new possible prime minister candidates, they're both pushing one to cut taxes that will help with all the inflation costs overall, and that's Liz Truss. The other guy, is it Ranji Sunak? He's pushing now and saying that, well, we're going to try and help with the cost of energy bills. So I think this is his last plea to try and get in as prime minister before the decision is made in September. So, yeah, let's see what happens. I'm kind of nervous about it all, if I got to be honest.
I think is Boris Badenoff, or what's his name, Yeltsin? What's his name? Johnson, Badenoff, whatever it is. Does he have anything to do with this? By the way, speaking of which, I think he's got his resume posted on Indeed now.
He knows exactly what he's doing, but I would add this. He knows what he is doing. He knows exactly what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, he does. I'm sure.
He's looking for a job, I hear. But is any of this from his? I mean, how is this? Who decides this? Whose decision is this?
I really don't know who decides with the cost. I mean, these energy companies are hiking the prices up by themselves, as far as we're concerned. Government must have some sort of leverage over this, because, of course, Sunak is saying, oh, well, I can help with the energy costs, that the government can help with energy costs. I think the suppliers themselves deal with, obviously, the other countries. Like, obviously, Russia's the biggest provider for energy, and they're screwing us over right now because of what's happening with the war and everything. So all blame is being aimed towards Russia and the war and all that, and the economy being the way it is right now. But who knows who's truly to blame for all this? Saying that we have no power to change the situation, I don't believe that for one moment. I really don't.
They've got to be having discussions.
Constructive talks with a number of Afghan groups.
Yeah.
That ain't going to help.
Of course, there's a bit of nervousness and tension over Russia taking over that power plant, the nuclear power plant. The troops there, they took hold of it, didn't they? You heard about that, right?
Yeah, I did. I did hear that, yeah.
Yeah.
We injected another $500 million of military might into Ukraine. And, rocket launchers, missile launchers, weapons, machine bullets, ammunition. And we're doing Ukraine with our help and help of many of our allies in Europe really supporting Ukraine. And you got to hand it to the Ukrainians, man. They just got to hand it to these folks. It's unbelievable what they're going to. Russia launched another 80 missile attack on a civilian population in Ukraine this morning at their time. Killed a bunch of people. Just citizens living in their home. Just bam. In their apartment buildings, in their homes. 80 explosives. 80 missiles.
Wow.
Yeah. Civilians. Yeah.
Right. Well,
how is the population, how are the Russians, I guess, you know, I don't know. To me, question how are the people surrounding Putin? I mean, somebody doesn't say, hey, this is wrong. Somebody, it might be putting your life on the line to do it, but look at these poor Russian soldiers who went into Ukraine thinking they'd be welcomed, who are dead now. Ukraine put a call out to their parents to come get your kid. You know, they're in a body bag, right? Somebody might go, take this guy out. Take Putin out. And look for those Escalades now. Take Putin out and to save the face of Russia. And to stop this massacre.
Yeah.
I wonder, why isn't there some kind of move there? I don't see anybody in the right mind can look at this as being the right thing to do, although they do have their propaganda. They do spread a bunch of lies. They do tell the people, you know, lies of their controlled media as to why they're doing this, and that Ukraine is a bunch of Nazis. We're going to relieve the Nazis like we did in World War II, and there's a population in Russia that believes their propaganda, but most of the people there do not, but they can't say anything about it, or they'll go to jail forever. It's unbelievable. I can't imagine.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hey, I have a question. What's monkeypox?
It's spots passed on by monkeys. I don't know.
Actually, I heard that it comes from a monkey, right, that walked in the woods and slipped on a pox, and it became monkeypox.
But it's certainly one of the most important things you can do.
It's increasing, isn't it? A lot in the U.S., I've heard. The monkeypox.
Yeah, there's 9 cases now. Not 9, I'm sorry.
9,000.
Yes.
I was thinking 9, that's great.
Yes, tune into the Andy Demander Show for all the way. This is great. This is the news. 9,000 cases of monkeypox. And there's a vaccine. I know what they decided to do. They're diluting the vaccine to 1/5 concentration and going from 440,000 to several million doses available amongst the most contagious population. And I heard monkeypox is only transmittable by close physical contact, meaning, you know, close bodily contact. You can't get it. Yes. It doesn't live in the air like a coronavirus. So I don't know.
No.
I don't know anything about it. Well, I don't even know what it is. What? How do you know if you have monkey pox? You start eating bananas, or
you
what's
start
the hell? What is
out
it?
With like spots and rashes, but it can be very serious and a lot more worse than smallpox, I think I've heard, but I don't know.
Are you still dressed?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, just a heads up.
Okay,
I didn't do it. Didn't see it through.
Okay.
It felt a bit wrong after I mentioned it, actually. You know, kind of putting it in everybody's heads, and then I'm thinking, well, no, I'm not going to go through with that right now.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't we have fun on the show?
Raving lunatics.
Oh, yeah. It's just good to laugh and make fun of situations, isn't it? Even ourselves.
Yeah.
Life's too serious, and that's why you've got to kick back a little.
But we're doing
well. First of all, could you imagine if I were president right now?
Oh, hang on. Let me do that for a moment. Wait a minute.
I'm thinking about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I see you up there.
But we do have fun, and we welcome all our people.
Well, I'm a big fan.
Thank you. We have all these folks are coming onto the show and who make their comments known to us and the rest of the world. When I think about that, you know, did I tell you? I don't know if I told Amanda this yet. I got to look it up. So give me. I know we're running close to. We need to get out of here soon. But
time
we
is
have.
Already. Yeah.
Yeah, we have a bunch of. New countries. I think we have a couple on the live radio show that tune in live.
Yeah.
Or who download the live show from Blog Talk. But in addition to that, we have on our podcast, and this is not produced, this is not a podcast by intent. This is a radio show that after the radio show is done and produced, it goes out streaming as a podcast. You know, we're can't take calls and so forth. But the thing is that our audience that streamed the podcast of the Andy and Manu Show is gaining not just a population in North America, but a population around the world as well, like our live show is. And I'm proud to announce and welcome aboard the following countries who are now – we have now people following the show and downloading the show on a regular basis in the following countries. Australia, Madagascar, India – Madagascar. That's an island off of Africa, Madagascar.
Wow,
Spain. Spain, France, United Kingdom, I think we've already had that, Norway and Finland, Mexico, and those are new people who now, so we are United States, United Kingdom, Canada, Australia, Spain, France, keep going here, India, Madagascar, Mexico, and Norway. Who we have a healthy audience in those countries who not only listen to the live show, but they're downloading the podcast after the live show is over. We're going to be doing some more of this. Our numbers are up 163% over 163% increase in the downloads of our show, folks. Thank you so very much.
Yes.
Yeah,
very
absolutely.
Good. And we're still growing. We're 3,232 streamers who listen to the podcast now around the world, mostly in North America, but still. And I want to thank everybody from the bottom of our heart. I mean, sincere about that. I mean, we have a lot of fun on the show. We do nonsense sometimes, but we're trying to make a difference and lighten everybody's rolled up just a little bit and address what's on our mind and make concern to many citizens, not just in the United States and the UK, but around the world as well. What happens in the United States is very important to the world population. So, again, thanks
absolutely.
A lot. Thanks a lot.
We appreciate you so much.
And another Friday, another week. Wait, it's not Friday. Wednesday.
What is Tuesday?
What is today? Wednesday, right?
Yeah.
Wednesday, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, we're in and out of here so quick.
They want to do it very quickly.
Yes, we do.
You know, Kevin Michaels is going to join us, the very talented singer-songwriter. was going to come on the show today. He didn't make it, but we welcome Kevin back anytime. And that's what it's funny because I heard you guys earlier saying that Kevin was going to join the show. I'm like, I know he's got busy Fridays. He's a busy guy. He's a country star, and I know he's very busy on Fridays. And I was wondering, I was thinking today was Friday, and you said he's coming on. I'm like, how's Kevin come on our show on a Friday? Then it wasn't until I joined you guys that I realized it was Wednesday.
Yeah,
can you imagine if today was Friday?
And that would have tragic repercussions all over Asia and the rest of the world.
It's Friday and I'm ready to sing. Yeah. I know, right? It's all the way. Love that song. It's definitely not that Friday vibe. As soon as me and Cornel got on the show, we were just like vibing and just saying, you know, we had that whole Friday vibe going, right, bro?
Yes, of course. That's we have the Friday vibe going on. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Monday.
Yeah. Every day.
Day.
Oh, so good.
It's really,
we have a great audience. We like everybody. We like what we all do together here. You know,
together.
Yeah, I know, you know, now here we are, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
What was that called?
But I guess we got to go.
Yes.
I know, right? It's gone so quick. And when you enjoy a good conversation and time flies, you kind of get disappointed. It's like, oh, really?
Yeah, I know.
I just didn't want you to think I was like one of your other girls.
And I don't believe me. Don't even know who you were. Tell her, Amanda.
Yeah.
Tell her.
I'll have words for after the show.
Yes, please do. Yes.
Yeah.
So
I'll reassure her.
On Friday's show, we will address...
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a special...
That's what I want on
a special show.
Yeah.
Yes, on Friday, we're going to continue last Friday's discussion regarding various types of consensual relationships, whether they be within marriage or not within marriage, and things along those lines. We don't have a guest Friday, do we, by any chance?
Not as far as I know, no.
I don't think so.
Friday is free.
You never know.
Exactly. You never know.
But I think, you know, and Amanda and I will talk more about...
Don't you want to marry me?
Of course I do. Yes. Of course, dear.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You
got me
worried. Sometimes
I laugh myself for being an idiot.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, don't be so hard on yourself. Yeah.
Uh oh.
Thank you.
So
on Friday, that's Friday's schedule. Don't miss Friday's show. It's always a fun show when we start talking about love, relationships, sex, marriage, extramarital affairs, non-consensual relationships, consensual relationships of all types. We had a great time doing that on last Friday's show. I'm thinking it'll be on this Friday's show. And, you know, comes our way. What about service to talk about in the news is, you know, today on this show,
today
it's always
for
a
me
good
is
day.
A very good day.
Always a good day.
Oh,
always a good
always
day. Thank
a good
you.
Day
Thank
on
you,
this
dear.
Show.
Yeah. It is. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I can't follow the logic on that at all.
You're unbelievable.
Oh.
What song is that? Yeah.
It's by who's it? That's the other group. It's a short name like that. Oh my goodness, I know them as well. British group. Damn it. I can see it in my head.
You're unbelievable.
Okay, let me look, because it's driving me nuts. I love that song. I've played it since I was a kid. I'm going to kick myself when I see the name of the band.
On the next Andy and Amanda show. No, you know what the... You know what it is?
Okay.
What song is that? I hear the song in my head.
I got confused. I said ELF. It's not. It's EMF. Because there was a group called ELF as well. So it's...
I thought it was...
I'm close.
There we go.
I was close. There
so I
go.
Guess
EMF.
I could go... We could go on. There's so much more to talk
about.
I wish
somebody would shut him the fuck up.
Oh.
God.
What is that?
Really?
Charming.
Really. Anyway, so.
Ooh, she's inside.
I guess it's time to go.
Yeah. Just mellow out.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
I hope so.
Yeah, well, when that's going, Amanda, why don't you get us out of here, and we'll take a listen to the rest of this, and we'll see everybody Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 11 p.m. over in the UK, 3 p.m. California. Everybody take care. Amanda, sign us off. We'll see you on Friday, folks.
Okay, on behalf of my
amazing
Hollywood, California, Hollywood, myself, Amanda Lackett in the UK, our amazing coordinator, Cornell Butler, there in Delaware, thank you so much for joining us, you amazing people. Come back on Friday for so much more fun, and we'll see you then. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
330-330.